The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Real Simple, The Short List. What should I read next? Top picks for every taste. First, an uplifting love story. In Catherine Senter's book, and her last name, C-E-N-T-E-R, What You Wish For, the book title, school librarian Samantha Casey's world is shaken up when the beloved principal is replaced by her former crush, now a safety-obsessed stiff. As they work together and learn about the suffering they've both endured, they find that even in hard times, joy is at our disposal. Next, a historical fiction work called Fast Girls by Elise Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R, blends fact and fiction to tell the stories of three trailblazing American women and their quest to compete in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Told in intricate detail against the backdrop of a world on the brink of war, the novel shines a light on these long-overlooked athletes. Next, a riveting memoir called Notes on a Silencing. Lacey Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, recounts being sexually assaulted as a student at an elite New England prep school. Decades later, the school comes under investigation for its handling of such cases. Maddening and timely, this memoir reveals the cost to victims and society at large when powerful institutions protect their reputations, not their pupils. Next, a juicy thriller, The Golden Cage, by Camilla Lackberg, L-A-C-K-B-E-R-G, one of Europe's best-selling crime novelists. Faye and Jack meet in business school and marry, have a kid, and build a billion-dollar business. But when the brash and maybe diabolical Faye discovers Jack's affair, she shows how far she'll go to get what is rightfully hers. Sexy, scandalous, and terrifying. This is the kind of suspense story you gobble up in one sitting. And last, a book club winner, Rachel Meyer, is an adventurous 30-something New Yorker, who has recently moved to Mumbai with her Indian-born husband when her mother-in-law leaves her decades-long marriage and moves in with them. Leah Franqui is the author, F-R-A-N-Q-U-I. The book, Motherland, is a charming, tender examination of how two women with deeply ingrained differences find their middle ground. From Better Homes and Gardens, Healthy Eating on a Budget, a few simple moves can help keep your grocery bill in check while you and your family focus on eating good-for-you meals. First, go meat-free a few days a week. Research has found that vegetarians can save at least $750 a year. But even only one or two vegetarian meals per week make a difference, cost and health-wise, says Mary M. Flynn, Ph.D., research dietitian at the Miriam Hospital and associate professor of medicine at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Subbing beans for chicken in a vegetable stir-fry once a week could save roughly $400 annually and meet your protein quota. One cup of most beans provides 14 to 16 grams plus fiber and cancer-fighting nutrients. 2. Try frozen fish. It costs money to quickly transport fresh-caught seafood from ship to store and keep it in the refrigerated case. Frozen fish has the same vitamins, minerals, and heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids as fresh and can cost 20 to 25% less, says Los Angeles nutritionist Liana Mulstein, MS-RDN. Buying frozen also makes upgrading to wild fish options more affordable. Wild-caught seafood contains fewer pesticides and usually has higher concentrations of nutrients, Mulstein says. Look for packages with individually wrapped portions so you can thaw only what's needed for a meal. That way, you don't waste food or money. Keep in mind that you get the most health benefits, including lowering heart disease risk and boosting brain health from fish if you eat it twice a week. And 3. Have a clean-out-the-fridge meal. The average American family of four throws away $1,365 to $2,275 of food annually, according to the National Natural Resources Defense Council. Those carrots, celery sticks, stalks, and asparagus spears might not look as good as they did when you bought them 5 days ago, but as long as they're not slimy or moldy, they're safe to eat. Use whatever odds and ends are in the fridge in dishes like stir fries, omelets, soups, and fried rice, or breathe new life into their past their prime veggies by roasting them with a little olive oil, salt, and pepper. Cooking changes their chemical makeup, extending their life by at least a few days, says Catherine Miller, Vice President of Impact for the James Beard Foundation. After roasting, refrigerate leftovers in an airtight container to enjoy them in salads, pasta, or scrambled eggs. 4. Stretch your ground beef budget. We often pay a premium for 90% lean ground beef as the healthiest choice, but 80 or 85% lean ground meat packs the same protein and iron for less cost. You just don't eat it more than once a week. To make meals with ground beef even more nutritious and affordable, Muehlstein likes to combine a pound of ground beef with a pound of cauliflower rice. A 12-ounce bag of cauliflower rice costs about $3. Or toss a head of cauliflower in a food processor for even less. One head yields about 6 cups. The veggie is low in calories and high in fiber, vitamin K, and cancer-fighting nutrients. 5. Lean into frozen produce. Frozen produce is as nutrient-dense as fresh, sometimes more so, at a fraction of the cost. Because they're blanched and frozen almost immediately after being picked, frozen fruits and veggies lock in nutrients that can otherwise diminish during shipping and storage, says Wendy Bazillion, RHRD, and author of the Superfoods RX Diet. I'll spell her last name since there's a book involved, Bazillian, the Superfoods RX Diet. One study found frozen green beans had 40% more vitamin C than fresh, and frozen strawberries had 36% more beta-carotene. Broccoli, peas, corn, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and squash work well in casseroles, stir-fries, pastas, and soups. When you find fresh seasoned produce like berries on sale, make the freezer your friend, Bazillion says. Rinse and dry them. Spread them out on a cookie sheet to avoid clumping. Freeze them, then bag them to enjoy for months to come. And last, make a rotisserie chicken last. Rotisserie chickens are a great way to get high-quality protein and stretch your budget, Miller says. Sunday dinner can be the breast meat with veggies and rice. Monday, serve the dark and white meat pulled for barbecue sandwiches, fajitas, or gyros. And Tuesday, stir what's left into chicken salad with Greek yogurt, Dijon mustard, celery, lemon juice, dill, and parsley. One large rotisserie chicken has about 3.5 cups shredded or cubed meat and typically costs $5 to $14 depending on where you shop. And a little side piece, good picks on the go. Fast food can be inexpensive and healthy if you make the right choices. A few to try? Starbucks, hearty blueberry oatmeal. Whole grain steel-cut oats with berries, seeds, and nuts will give you sustained energy. Chipotle, kids build your own. Fill 2 tortillas with a choice of protein, beans, rice, and toppers like salsa and guacamole. A side of fruit and low-fat milk complete a meal big enough for an adult. Subway chopped salad. Have them toss rotisserie-style chicken with 2 to 3 servings of veggies and oil and vinegar. And at Wendy's, a small cup of chili. Pair with a baked potato for filling fiber and protein. From Woman's Day, why there's strength in numbers. 1 is the loneliest number, and one of the reasons I have high blood pressure. Social connections are crucial to your overall health and well-being. Consider this. Persistently feeling lonely or socially isolated, like that poor number one and many of us during COVID-19, is linked to depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease. What? It's likely because chronic loneliness can increase inflammation throughout the body, which is linked to the risk of those conditions and more. If you can't see family and friends face-to-face, create a virtual book or movie club. Schedule regular coffee or wine dates via video chat. Find games to play with others online, or give a relative or your best friend a call and have a quick talk. The key is to reach out and stay in touch. There's an app called House Party that lets you video chat and even play games with up to 8 people at once. Go to houseparty.com. From Better Homes and Gardens. Question: how do I get my kids, 6 and 4, into the habit of cleaning? Getting their help is a daily struggle. Answer: reframe the game. Use these smart tactics and training tweaks to turn little ones into big helpers. First, team family. Try this house mantra: everyone contributes. I like the term family contributions much better than chores, because it reminds kids that they make a difference in your family, says Amy McCready, founder of Positive Parenting Solutions. Play to their strengths. Whatever helpful task children show an interest in, wiping down the table after meals, throwing laundry down the chute, let them own it. Prep school. Build in a 2-week training period to ensure they understand what a job well done looks like. Sure, it's extra work for you at first, but attentive supervision in the early days sets them up for future independence. Next, work together. Don't ask your kiddos to pick up the playroom while you sit watching the news, said organizing expert Rachel Rosenthal at Rachel & Company. Even if you're working in different rooms, cleaning at the same time reinforces the idea that getting these jobs done is a family goal, not a punishment. And the no-nag trick. McCready recommends meeting their "can I" questions with a "when-then" phrase. Think: when you put your plate away, then you may have screen time. Reserve your "then" for a regularly occurring privilege, not a reward or bribe. And a kid kit. Having their own tools boosts kids' eagerness to pitch in. Stock a wee broom dustpan set, sponges in their favorite colors, and a spray bottle of kid-friendly cleaner. Hint: it's more fun when you make it. Mix equal parts vinegar and water, plus a few drops of lemon essential oil. Fun it up. Mary Poppins was into something. Find the fun and snap. The job's a game. Clean jams. Make a playlist, which should definitely include Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, or stream tunes curated by CLR at CLR Cleaning. There we go. Next, a job jar. Write out perennial tasks and have kids close their eyes and pick one. My mom always snuck in a few games. Once we drew Play Barbies right after Make Cookies, says home editor Katie Click Condon. Best day ever. And last, beat the clock. Set the timer and pick up as much as possible before the buzz, or see how fast kids can finish a project. Was that a new world record? From Good Housekeeping, 4 easy steps to outsmart your age. Lots of good comes with adding candles to the cake, but nobody wants to feel old. According to experts, certain physical signs indicate that you might be slowing down prematurely. Here's how to hit your next birthday feeling younger, no matter how many candles you're blowing out. First, sleep soundly. Even if you're logging enough total sleep time, waking up in the wee hours could mean you have a circadian rhythm disorder, which is associated with premature aging, says Felice Gersh, MD, an integrative health expert and board-certified OBGYN in Irvine, California. That's also likely to be the case if you're dozing off much earlier than you used to in the evening. What to do? Get your body clock back in sync. Try using a light box for 15 minutes at 8 p.m., says Dr. Gersh. She recommends the Carex, C-A-R-E-X, Daylight Classic Light Therapy Lamp. This should help push back your internal clock by about 3 hours, so you'll go to bed later, sleep through the night, and wake up at a more reasonable time. As a bonus, the energy you'll have after a good night's sleep will make you feel even younger in the morning. Next, strengthen your grip. The occasional battle against a pickle jar is no biggie, but research shows that those who consistently struggle to open a tightly closed lid or pick up a heavy suitcase tend not to live as long as those with a stronger grip. That's because a weak grip is correlated with one's overall state of fitness, a powerful predictor of overall health. A very poor state of fitness, known as frailty syndrome, is more closely aligned with mortality risk than high blood pressure, and one indicator of fitness is grip strength, says Dr. Gersh. What to do? Activities like squeezing a stress ball, carrying grocery bags, and washing a car by hand can help improve your grip strength. Weight training and resistance exercises are critical to healthy longevity. Next, pick up the pace. You may be surprised to learn that how fast you walk when you're 65 and older is tied to your average life expectancy. Walking requires energy, movement control, and support, and places demands on multiple organ systems, including the heart, lungs, circulatory, nervous, and musculoskeletal systems, say the authors of a study on gait and longevity published in the Journal of American Medicine. Slowing gait may reflect both damaged systems and a high energy cost of walking. In fact, the researchers found that older people whose average walking pace was about two and a quarter to two and a half miles an hour, or a 24-minute mile or faster, live longer than those who walked more slowly. What to do? Map out a one-mile walk around your neighborhood and see how long it takes you to complete it. You don't need to be a speed walker, but health experts at Tufts say most healthy adults should be able to walk at least 2.7 miles an hour. If you've been lagging, remember that practice makes perfect. Walking more often and doing lower body resistance moves to help build strength should help you pick up the pace. And last, improve your balance. Younger people tend to be steadier on their feet because balance issues can stem from problems with vision, the inner ear, the nervous system, or muscle strength, all of which often decline with age. Make good balance a priority now so you can avoid serious falls later. What to do? Work lots of core exercises and moves that require you to stand on one foot, like the tree pose in yoga, into your fitness routine. If you repeatedly have trouble staying steady, ask your doctor whether you need to be evaluated for a health condition such as low blood pressure or Parkinson's disease. From Good Housekeeping, help for kids with disabilities. Find details about Candy Carter's New Jersey nonprofit, We've Got Friends, at wgfnj.org. For additional resources, check out these national organizations that make it easier for kids of all ages to find support, make new friends, and discover activities they love. First Parents Helping Parents offers support groups, family and community services, crisis support, early intervention, and assistive technology to support the whole family. Go to php.com. Move United enriches the lives of young people and adults with disabilities by providing sports and recreation opportunities. For more information, go to moveunitedsport.org. Here's one I'm sure you've heard of, Easter Seals. Provides child development programs and adult day services, physical rehabilitation, job training, and other resources for people with disabilities and their families. Go to easterseals.com. Friendship Circle pairs volunteers with kids, teens, and adults with disabilities to form lasting friendships through after-school activities, camps, clinics, and online resources. Go to friendshipcircle.org. Best Buddies International works to address social and physical isolation for people with disabilities through friendship pairings, employment and leadership opportunities, and inclusive living programs. Go to bestbuddies.org. And last, PACER organizes bullying prevention and tech workshops, provides resources to support the mental health of kids and adults with disabilities. Go to pacer.org. And from Good Housekeeping, beer cocktails, some end-of-summer sips. There are three options here for you. On all of these, you whisk together everything but the beer and pour over ice, and then top with your favorite brew. So, for a lemon gin fizz, 1 ounce lemon juice, 1 teaspoon honey, 2 ounces gin, 4 ounce lager. Serve with lemon slices. Second option, bourbon maple sour. 2 teaspoons maple syrup, 2 ounces bourbon, 2 ounces orange juice, 1 ounce lime juice, 1 ounce lemon juice, 4 ounces of pale ale, and serve with an orange twist. And last, margarita style. 1 ounce lime juice, 2 ounces orange liqueur such as Cointreau, 4 ounces of Mexican beer. Serve with lime wedges. Well, those are pretty easy. From Woman's Day, beef up your burger. Plain patties crave these next-level sauces and toppings. For a savory punch, baste meat with Worcestershire sauce during the last 2 minutes of cooking. For a special sauce, gently fold barbecue sauce, sriracha, or hoisin sauce through the mayo, and then use that on your burger. Glazed bacon. Cook 8 slices until crisp. Brush with 2 tablespoons thin barbecue sauce and let set 3 minutes before piling on your burger. Frizzled onions. Slice shallots and separate into rings. Coat with flour. Fry in oil on medium until golden brown. Transfer to paper towel lined plate. They'll get crisp as they cool. Then stick them on that burger. And last, for the tastiest melt, go beyond American cheese with pepper jack, smoked gouda, or crumbled blue. And to go with, crunchy coleslaw. Active time and total time are both 25 minutes, and this recipe serves 8. In a large bowl, whisk together 1/4 cup each mayonnaise and sour cream, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in 3 tablespoons prepared horseradish, squeezed of the excess liquid, 1/4 of a sweet onion, finely chopped, and 1/4 cup fresh dill, chopped. Add 1/2 of a small red cabbage and 1/4 of a small green cabbage, each about 8 ounces cored and chopped, and 2 Kirby cucumbers, 2 stalks of celery, and 1 Granny Smith apple, all cut into 1/4-inch pieces. Chill it, and you're done. From Better Homes and Gardens, shortcut pastries. If the idea of baking cream cheese danishes at home sounds intimidating, make a beeline for the freezer aisle and pick up a package of frozen puff pastry. This simple cheat is the secret to customizable 3-bite pastries. These are cream cheese danishes. Hands-on time, 30 minutes. Total time, 45. We need 1 1/2 cups fresh or frozen fruit. It's your option what kind. 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened. 1/3 cup of sugar. 1 teaspoon lemon or lime juice. 1/2 to 1 teaspoon vanilla, almond, or lemon extract. 1/2 cup of fruit preserves, jam, or marmalade. 2 sheets frozen puff pastry, thawed in the refrigerator. And 1 egg, lightly beaten. Thaw fruit if frozen. Preheat your oven to 400. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. In a medium bowl, beat the cream cheese with a mixer on medium until smooth. Beat in sugar, lemon juice, and vanilla. In a small bowl, stir together the fruit and the preserves. On a lightly floured surface, roll 1 puff pastry sheet into a 10.5-inch square. Keep the remaining sheet chilled. Cut into 9 3.5-inch squares. Place on a baking sheet. Prick with a fork to within 1/2 inch of the edges. Combine egg and 1 tablespoon water. Brush over the squares. Spread each square with 1 tablespoon cream cheese mixture. Top with about 1 1/2 tablespoons fruit mixture. Bake 15 to 18 minutes until golden. Remove, let cool on wire racks. Repeat with the remaining puff pastry. This makes 18 3x3-inch danishes, each danish 200 calories. Now I'm hungry. From Real Simple, the staple barbecue sauce. Sweet, spicy, smoky, and just a touch sour. Every spoonful of this summertime classic packs a wallop of flavor. After you've slathered the sauce on grilled chicken or pulled pork, pump up all sorts of other recipes. Use it to coat nuts for a can't-stop-eating cocktail snack. Stir it into mayonnaise for a tangy sandwich schmear or veggie dip. Or make it the not-so-secret ingredient in an irresistible potato salad. Here are those quick recipes for barbecue spiced pecans. Whisk 2 large egg whites in a large bowl until foamy. Whisk in 6 tablespoons barbecue sauce, 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, and 3/4 teaspoon black pepper. Stir in 4 cups pecan halves. Arrange evenly on 2 rimmed parchment-lined baking sheets. Roast at 300 degrees, stirring once until pecans appear dry, about 40 minutes. Let cool on baking sheets. For a barbecue remoulade, place 1/2 cup each mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, 2 tablespoons each dill pickle relish and chopped chives, and 1 tablespoon each chopped capers and coarse-grained Dijon mustard in a small bowl. Stir to combine. And for barbecue potato salad, boil 3 pounds Yukon Gold potatoes until tender. Drain, let cool to room temperature, and cube. Stir 3/4 cup barbecue sauce, 2/3 cup sliced scallions, 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of coarse-grained mustard, 1 teaspoon each kosher salt and black pepper, and 4 slices cooked crumbled bacon. Combine potatoes and barbecue sauce mixture in a large bowl. From Good Housekeeping, tomatoes. These lycopene-loaded fruits taste sweet but shine in savory dishes, so they're easy to enjoy in a variety of ways. Try some test kitchen favorites. A fresh side. Toss 2 pints multicolored grape tomatoes cut in half and 1 large shallot which has been finely chopped, with 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Let sit 10 minutes, stirring occasionally. Spoon over grains, protein, or salad. For a no-cook marinara, finely grate 1 clove garlic into a bowl. Stir in 2 tablespoons oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cut 1/4 inch off the tops of 2 large beefsteak tomatoes and finely grate the cut sides into a bowl. Stir in 1/4 cup roughly chopped basil. Spoon over ravioli. And last, stuffed tomatoes. Brown 12 ounces of ground beef. Stir in 2 cloves of garlic, pressed, 2 tablespoons thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add 1/2 cup of white wine. Simmer 3 minutes. Spoon into 6 tomatoes with the seeds and pulp scooped out. Sprinkle with grated cheese. Broil 2 minutes. From Woman's Day, a power podcast you might be interested in, fuel your next walk with a motivating listen. On Why Not Now, host Amy Jo Martin thoughtfully interviews life changers like Chanel Doken. And for must-see TV on HGTV's Celebrity IOU, the Property Brothers tap A-list celebrities such as Brad Pitt and Viola Davis to renovate loved ones' homes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call. Thank you for listening.